If you spend any time on social media right now, you will know, here we are 17 days into November, there's some people out there donning mustaches that you're not used to seeing them wear. You're like, what? Since when did so-and-so decide they were going to grow a mustache? Yeah, it's all part of Movember. It's a month, the month of November, where mustaches take over across Canada for a really good cause. The annual Movember campaign raises awareness and funds to support men's health, focusing on men's mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, testicular cancer as well. The numbers are painful. The numbers are painful. On average, Canadian men die 4.5 years earlier than women, and 3 out of 4 suicides in Canada are men. Movember's message is one of hope. It starts conversations, funds research, encourages men to take charge of their health, essentially, and change those numbers. I'm really happy to have Todd Meinerson joining us. He is Movember Canada's country director, and Todd joins us by phone this morning. Todd, thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, thanks for having me, Evan, especially on a big day in Rider Nation. Congrats to all the fans.
Hey, there. I appreciate that, Todd. Thanks for thinking of us.
There was also some spectacular mustaches on that squad, I think.
Yes.
Even the guys with beards. The beard is just having a good mustache, you know?
There's some definitely good mustaches on the Rider roster, that's for sure. So let's talk about, I gave a bit of a preamble there for Movember, yeah. But how long has Movember been happening?
This is the 19th year in Canada, if you can believe it or not. It is the world's largest men's health movement. We're about 23 years overall from our start in Australia, with literally 20 guys going to a pub and saying, we got to do something for men's health, and saying, let's grow a mustache and see what we can do. And in that time now, we've raised hundreds of millions of dollars for men's health across Canada and around the world. And, you know, we're driven every day by some of those stats that you shared that we absolutely have to change. It's a tough job to help men live longer, happier lives, but we're up for it.
Todd, let's talk about the importance of having a campaign focused specifically on men's health.
Yeah, it's not at the expense of any other kinds of health, because one of the things we're learning, Evan, is that men's health actually has a profound effect on all the people around us. We did some research in June called the Real Face of Men's Health Report that pointed out, you know, caregivers for men who are largely women, not always, but largely women, suffer greatly as well when men's health is poor. They suffer their own mental health. They suffer economically. And as a country, you know, we could be saving $12.5 billion a year if we address some of these preventable causes around men's health.
Are we getting better, do you think, Todd, at reducing the stigma and having men talk more freely about health-related topics?
Well, here we are, so hopefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, there has, I think, been a lot of progress. And if I kind of look at myself and my family as an example, and my dad's 84 years old, and more and more engagements with the healthcare system. And frankly, more often than not, my mom is still making a lot of those appointments for him. You know, I'm in my early 50s trying to do a much better job. And I got a 19-year-old son who we're trying to teach, you know, this is how you take care of your own health. This is how you got to be diligent. This is how you have to know the risks. This is how you have to kind of make good decisions for the way that you manage and are active about your health, including your mental health, for the rest of your life. So I do think we're making changes. It's not fast enough for some of us who are in the mustache business and the men's health business, but, you know, I do really think we're making progress, Evan.
Todd Meinerson is my guest, Movember Canada country director. There's all kinds of great events that are happening across Canada. Of course, many people will be raising funds by growing a mustache, getting people to sponsor. But can you talk about the creativity and some of the different events that you see pop up in the month of November?
Yeah, I mean, there's almost 40,000 Canadians right now who signed up to participate in Movember this year. And Saskatchewan's a hotbed of some of that passion and creativity. We have community members there who have, like, shaved off their mustache live on breakfast television shows. There's a couple of different hot wings contests happening out there in Saskatchewan. And just did some work recently with the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League as well, which is pretty amazing. But mm-hmm. You don't have to just grow a mustache. We know not everybody can or wants to, or their partner will let it happen in their lives. You can move for Movember. We suggest doing like 60 kilometers over that month of Movember. or you can mow your own way. And, you know, the possibilities are endless. And the community keeps showing up with new and different fun ways to have some fun and do some good.
I know you've got a website designed to help with this. Where can you direct people?
Yeah, everything you need to know is at Movember.com. More information about the campaign and how to get involved. It's still not too late if you do want to support the issues that we're talking about today, but also tons of information on men's health, tons of resources about how to have important conversations about your mental health with people that you care about, and all right there for you at Movember.com.
Where does the money go? I talked in my introduction, talked a little bit about research, starting conversations, but is there specifics you can share with us how that money is allocated that is raised?
Yeah, absolutely. We've spent, thanks to Movember participants across the country, about $110 million in this country on prostate cancer research. And some of the places that we're looking at in that world are not just the kind of biomedical stuff, but how to improve people's quality of life, how to help people live longer and better after a cure or after being in remission from prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. We're working also with young people on youth sports and mental health projects, one with the Western Hockey League out there in your part of the country, where we're working on a project called Breaking the Ice that's helping young men, their parents and coaches, develop mental health kind of resiliency skills to help deal with those challenges as they emerge in their world. We work with veterans and first responders, and, you know, there's all kinds of projects, about 350 different projects in Canada that we've funded around men's health.
Do you set a goal for every year for the campaign?
The goal is generally as much as we can.
Okay.
And, you know, we're making amazing progress this year with it. There's just such, even in these hard times, it's just amazing to see how many Canadians are willing to step up and show their support for mental health issues.
Todd, I really appreciate you carving out a little bit of time to chat about it. Thanks for the work that you do with the rest of the Movember team. And we look forward to the culmination of another successful month here coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, thank you so much, Evan. And I hope everybody enjoys the celebrations.
Good stuff. Todd Meinerson, Movember Canada Country Director. And again, the website is Movember.com. More specifically, if you go to ca.movember.com, that takes you to the Canadian version of the website, because Movember is a worldwide movement, but some great stuff that goes on in the country for sure when it comes to Movember. And I can't even tell you how many people I have pledged, you know, they'll reach out through social media or whatever. A couple of people that I bumped into said, hey, as you can probably tell by my sketchy mustache, I'm growing a mustache for Movember. Would you be willing to donate? So it's lots of different ways. I'm not growing a mustache, but I am happy to donate and support those that are raising money for this great cause. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our friend Belton Johnson, who knows what it's like to be part of a Grey Cup winning team. He was, of course, part of the Green Zone's post-game show last night, which featured a ton of excited Rider Priders, and we will have the great Belton Johnson join us next for a quick check-in here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.